haven't seen him since.
Great, great. After. The tall girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, give her my best.
Yes, sir.
She's quite a gal. And so, Henry, you'll be pleased. You know, he was so worried about the play, and Ron apparently said the main play is his own, the Moscow thing.
Only good thing, that's right.
And so, it shows you that sometimes the press does get tired of this other crap.
Well, yeah. They got a little axe of their own, and I think they're behaving themselves.
Yeah. Let me just say one thing. You know, I was just reflecting a little on one thing. I wanted to be sure that, you know, you and Mazzard, of course, have seen this Walters thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that Al, that either you or he, of course, I wouldn't. You should not judge Bob and John based simply on that kind of what is basically a circumstantial whip. Because, for example, Bob and John, if, for example, their purpose was to get the CIA to fake a story, the last person they would have had in that office had been Helms.
I couldn't agree more.
See, that's my point.
You have to know the realities of
that. Yeah. You see, my point is, you and I, all of us knew that we considered Helms to be basically a, well, let's face it, an establishmentarian.
No question about it.
And so the idea that Bob and John would call in Helms and say, look, the president wants you to fix this thing. Now, understand, I think it's very likely that Bob could have said, I'm sure that his memory is fantastic, you Walters is, and he could say, look, this thing's getting out of hand. There are five people in, and let's don't get the CIA dragged into the goddamn thing and this.
Right.
And Walters ought to talk with the fellow over at FBI and get the damn thing, see what's going on. I mean, I just don't want you to, or Bazzard, I don't want your loose faith in two guys, you see what I mean?
Good God, that's the last thing in the world.
Yeah. Because you see, my point was that I agree with you. If you read the gold print, it looks terrible. But when you know the reality, you see, like even my comment with regard to, what have you talked to Walters? You know, I had known that they had seen Helms and so-and-so. And they probably, what I mean is obviously they would have told me.
Sure.
Somebody would have told me, look, we talked to them about the CIA on this, and that Walters is going to talk to that. So, in other words, it's a pure aside. You see what I'm getting at? And yet, you read it in the context of the thing, it looks terrible.
It looks bad the way those papers evolve.
Right.
When it gets spoken about, it'll never come up that way.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll hope for the best of papers, and I would doubt if, of course, Helms may be the kind that goes back to Nixon, writes a big memcon, but...
He's been very good. I'll tell you, we've had a couple of naughty ones that we never brought to your attention.
Is that right?
They're just pretty goddamn touchy and
good.
Very well.
Well, on this case, the point is, you just got to know, I'm not asking to say anything that's untrue, but I just don't want... I don't have to go in and say, look, they called us in and tried us to fix the case, and we wouldn't do it.
We're dealing with a situation.
Yeah.
It's all imagery.
Yeah. And also, we have to realize that what happened is that then Dean, probably on his own, I don't blame you too much. He probably thought he'd probably be a smart ass. He started to think, well, maybe we can put this whole damn thing over in the CIA.
Well, sure, but it was up to his neck.
But the point is, too, that having done that, going to say that, but then Walters, in his later things, turned him off. Isn't that really what happened?
Yes, absolutely.
And Walters points that out flatly in his things.
Very clearly. Indeed.
And I want to be sure that Schlesinger and Colby don't get the idea that Haldeman and Ehrlichman are just, part of a goddamn, a conspiracy here, because they really aren't.
No, I don't believe that they
are. They didn't know about it, you should know, and I know they wouldn't have, neither man would have, engaged in such a damn thing. Do you understand what I'm not just being loyal to good people, but I do know this is the truth. I think this is
question about it. I think all we have to do here is be sure that these men, you say, this thing's going to work very well. We've gotten through the real pitfall. Got through Gray, and that could have been a very tough one. That if he had innuendo the wrong way,
yeah.
He didn't do that.
You don't think so?
No, I think we came out of that as well as we could have hoped to, and Bazzard
You don't know what he said yet, though, Howard.
One thing we know, for sure, if there had been any that they could have used, it would have been all over the press today.
Yeah.
And all they got was the fact that
he warned
the telephone call.
And he warned the president.
That's right. And that's all. And I tell you, sir, that's
good.
Good. That brings us to where the thing left now is if we get Walters, will be a very strong corroboration.
Now look here, we gotta do something about this.
Impossible.
Right. And